Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Today, we take our first look at the Humble Wildcats boys basketball team who travels to Manson Northwest Webster on Tuesday night in the season opener. Here's my conversation with Wildcats head coach Jason Thurm previewing the season.
This is our first Coach's Corner of the year, and just got to ask, how's practice gone so far?
Oh, it's going pretty well. We're almost two full weeks into it. Obviously, a little bit of a delay as far as getting everybody in and going with things. The football team had a phenomenal season, and we wanted to ease some of those guys into things and give them a little time to get some rest. And we're looking at the long-term aspect of this and not so much the first couple weeks of the season. We want to make sure they're in a good place physically and mentally with things, but we're pretty much at full strength right now with it, and guys are going well. We got a good group of kids coming back, real competitive practices, and you know, with some of the experience that's coming back with it, it's just a matter of getting back into basketball shape and basketball mindset with things, and we're going at it pretty hard, and you know, we're approaching the season. It's coming up quickly on us, but we feel like we're ready to go, and obviously, a few more things to put in and implement, but I think we'll be ready to go when we tip off on Tuesday night.
And on Tuesday night, you'll be opening the season against Manson Northwest Webster. I don't know if you've been able to scout them or anything like that, but what's your early thoughts on that game?
For us, it's a matter of getting ready for conference play, and we're going to be trying to figure out rotations and who's going to be playing and what our best combinations are. And I think that's what you look at early season. You see some things in practice, but until you get out and the lights are on, you don't know how everybody's going to respond to that. So we're just trying to get a feel for that. And part of it will be just getting our game feet under us and getting in condition with that sort of thing and trying to get out and do the things that we do. We want to be able to push the ball and we want to be able to play good defense and rebound the ball. So for us, the early season non-conference games, they're tune-ups for conference play, and we're just going to go out and see where we're at and try to make improvements.
And just looking at your squad, you lose a couple of key pieces from last year in Sam Fisher and Gabe Dell, who were key players for you a year ago, but you also return some key pieces in Will Ornes, Caden Mattson, Trevor Jacobson, Ben Keenis, as well as some other players as well. You also return another good football player, good athlete, and Jacob Heyer. How excited are you to get a lot of players back from last season?
Oh, it's a good group of kids. From an athletic standpoint, I think we have some athletic talent. From a competitive standpoint, these kids really get after it, and from a character standpoint, they're outstanding kids. And you put these kids together, and they truly love being around each other. And I think you saw a lot of that in football this year, just the team chemistry and the team buy-in with things. And we're looking to carry that over into basketball. And these kids were with our program last year in the last few years, and we know what we're getting there. And from my standpoint, it's completely enjoyable to go to practice every day and be around these kids because they are good kids and they truly they like each other, they love each other, and that just makes it so much easier from my standpoint with it. But they're going to get after things, and I think another aspect of it is they're intelligent kids, and which is going to allow us, I think, to be able to do some things. And we like to keep things simple, but from a standpoint, too, of these kids being able to handle different things, we might be able to be a little bit more multiple this year in terms of what we're doing offensively and defensively. So it's exciting. And like I said, it's just a great group of kids to be around. And the basketball part, too, is they're going to get after it. And they want to be successful, and hopefully that's a case where we don't know yet because we haven't played, but we feel like we have the chance to be a pretty good team this year.
We're talking to the head coach of the Humble Wildcats boys basketball team, and and head coach, Coach Thurm, and just previewing the season. I just want to ask you a little bit about the conference last year. Clear Lake had a really good year. You were able to beat them once, and then you fell in the, I believe, the sub-state final against them. But what's your thoughts on the conference entering the season? And I don't know if there was a preseason rankings or anything like that, but what's your thoughts of the conference entering the season?
So I think anytime you talk about the NCC, at least in recent history, you got to go with Clear Lake, and they were a dominant team last year, and we were able to get them first time we played them last year, and they got us the second two times. But as far as athletic standpoint, they're just phenomenal athletes. They always have length. They're well coached, and you throw those three things together there, and that's going to make for a good basketball team and a good basketball program. Carson Tabey's coming back, and he's, and when you look at different recruiting standings and that sort of thing, he's one of the better, not only one of the better players in our part of the state, but just the state in general. A phenomenal athlete, a phenomenal basketball player. He crosses half court, and he's a threat, and he's gonna put up a lot of shots for him, and I anticipate them their offense being focused around him. But obviously, they seem to find athletes, and they seem to find length every single year. So they did graduate some good players, but I fully expect them to reload this year, and I feel like you have to look at them as the favorite. I look at Algona as another team, just a hard-nosed team, and they're going to scrap, and they're just going to play hard basketball, and I look to them to be in the top half as well. And then you just look at other programs, just traditionally Webster City is always a good team. St. Edmund has a rich basketball tradition there, and they have some seniors that have been playing for a while that are going to be looking to do their thing this year. And Clarion Goldfield's another team where I thought last year, I looked for them to be a dark horse last year, and they got off to a rough start, but they have a core group of seniors that are good basketball players, and they've been playing together for a long time, and I look for them to make some noise as well. And Iowa Falls has been good, and it's not going to be an easy night, any night out. We're just going to have to be ready to go with that, but we feel like we're up to the challenge, and we feel like we can compete with anybody on any given night. So we're just excited to see how we stack up.
And final question for you here on Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. What are the keys for your team this season?
Keys, I think, obviously, the basic things. You know, we hang our hat on our defense. It's our foundation. We feel like we're a good rebounding program. And offensively, we look to share the ball. We're going to try to force tempo with things. We like to play at a fast pace. I feel like we have good athletes. I feel our depth is better maybe even than I anticipated going into the year, and we still need to prove that in a game situation. But I feel like we can get out and we can go and we can run. We have some good shooters, and we're going to look to attack, whether it's on the offensive end. Defensively might look a little bit different. I'm not sure that we're a full court press the ball the entire time, but we will get after it defensively and cause our share of turnovers as well. But just that pressure, we want to be constantly putting pressure on the other team and seeing what we can do with that. So we've got a good group of kids. They work extremely hard every night. You'll see that in their hustle when we are playing games with it, and we feel like we have some potential to be able to put the ball through the hoop too. So like I said, we can't wait to get started and see where we're at.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate your time, and I look forward to the season.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to working with you, Alex.
That is the head coach of the Humble Wildcats, and Jason Thurm, here on Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. Again, I'm Alex Benzegal. That's Coach Thurm. And again, the Wildcats take on Manson Northwest Webster on Tuesday night right here on 97.7 The Vault.